Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Early music has inspired numerous 20th century musicians, both classical and otherwise, and arrangements abound from unique perspectives. This week on Harmonia, we'll take a peek at arranging early music 20th century style. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. music of Giorgio Manerio from a CD called Alchemist by Philip Pickett. Harmonia is breaking out of its usual sound world to explore an alternative reality, the early music arrangement 20th century style. It's true what they say about great minds thinking alike. When Rachmaninoff, Busoni, and Schoenberg thought to arrange some music by a great composer, they all met at a single point, Johann Sebastian Bach. However, they did have individual tastes in creating their own arrangements, as we'll hear. Rachmaninoff's version of the Partita in E major, Busoni's Wachet auf, and Schoenberg's version of Bach's St. Anne fugue.
Thank you.
Arnold Schoenberg's orchestration of Bach's St. Anne Fugue, performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra. Before that, Frederick Chu performed two piano arrangements of pieces by Bach, arranged by Rachmaninoff and Busoni. Bach was probably the most common subject for 20th century arrangements of early music. Virtuoso pianist and composer Uri Kain spared nothing when he arranged Bach's Goldberg Variations. After listening to it, you might even think the kitchen sink was involved. We'll hear two movements. After that, we'll cleanse the palate with Edgar Meyer, bass, Bela Fleck, banjo, and Mike Marshall, mandolin, performing a movement from Bach's Art of the Fugue.
Thank you.
Contrapuntus No. 13 from The Art of the Fugue by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Edgar Meyer, bass, Bela Fleck, banjo, and Mike Marshall, mandolin, from a CD called Uncommon Ritual. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week we're listening to 20th century arrangements of early music. When looking back to the music of earlier times, the composer Benjamin Britten turned to fellow countryman Henry Purcell. Britten didn't really tamper with what was already there, except to provide his own take on the harmonies. We'll hear two Purcell songs, a solo performed by soprano Felicity Lott, and a duet by tenors John Mark Ainslie and Anthony Rolfe Johnson. All are accompanied by pianist Graham Johnson.
Sound the trumpet till the alarm. You make a listing short
rebound. You make a listing short
rebound. You make a listing short rebound.
Sound the trumpet, sound the trumpet,
tee-da-da. You make the listening shores rebound.
You make the listening shores
rebound. You make the listening shores rebound.
On the spry, oh, on the spry, oh, the spry, oh, the
instruments
are the instruments of joy,
the instruments of joy,
to celebrate the glories of this day,
the glories of this day.
On the sprite,
the instruments of joy, to celebrate
the glories of this day,
a set of Purcell songs, I Attempt From Love's Sickness to Fly and Sound the Trumpet, arranged by Benjamin Britten from a CD called Purcell Realizations. The singers were John Mark Ainsley, Anthony Rolfe Johnson, and Felicity Lott, the pianist Graham Johnson. A different sound was certainly achieved when the members of Red Bird and Tragicomedia got together in 1990. They recorded Something Old, Something New, and Something a Bit Blue. They married Monteverdi with a continuo section that included electric and bass guitar.
Monty, the Monty.
Redbird's electric version of Claudio Monteverdi's Zeffiro Torna from a CD called Songs of Love and Death. Back in the 70s, the Paul Winter Consort recorded a piece called Ave Maristella. They used Dufay's setting of Ave Maristella as the basis for improvising in a number of ways, from the early Renaissance to the free and abstract.
Thank you.
The Winter Consort performed their version of Guillaume Dufay's Ave Mari Stella, arranged by Paul Winter and Paul McCandless. Our new release this week brings us back to Bach, but this time with period instruments. This is a new recording on the AVI label of the complete Viola da Gamba sonatas played by Jonathan Manson with harpsichordist Trevor Pinnock. We'll hear two movements from the sonata in G major BWV 1027.
Thank you.
Movements from the Sonata in G Major, BWV 1027 by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Jonathan Manson, viola da gamba, and Trevor Pinnock, harpsichord, new on the label Avi, A-V-I-E. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Harmonia's website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia Program Archive, in case you missed any of the Harmonia programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.